Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Trish Webb-King, president of the Loayza County Habitat for Humanity, about a groundbreaking being held this evening.
Looking at what you guys do as a whole, do you have goals every year, or what's your guys' mission there in Loayza County?
Right, we like to have affordable housing for low-income people. And the national goal of Habitat is to reach chapter have a house every year. And we did one last year. That was our 12th house. Now, this year, we're hoping to put up two houses. In fact, we're having dedication tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Columbus City. And we'll have the groundbreaking. And this is at 2308 Philadelphia Street in Columbus City. And it's being built for Esperanza Gonzalez and her children, Betsy, Javier, and Jasmine. And we want to get this going as soon as possible, because as soon as it's nice, we're going to put in the foundation. And right now, down in Burlington, we have a project. They're going to do the wall, or they're building the walls right now. Burlington Junior College has an effort with Iowa Workforce. And so they have people that are building the outside, all the walls, and then they will take them apart by rooms and then put them back together here at Columbus City, and then we'll have volunteers that will finish the house.
Interesting. This is a separate project from the one that was being worked on last fall?
Yes. Sophia Torres moved in a month ago. Yes, she's moved into her house, and it is just a beautiful home, and we're just really excited that we had a lot of good helpers that volunteered a lot of hours to make that just a wonderful house.
And you're just starting a new one. Taking a look at that last project, how long did it take you to construct that house?
I think it was probably September, October before we started. So we had like 5 months. And we had five or six men that spent, some of them spent almost every day there, you know, for a few months building the house.
You guys are holding that groundbreaking tomorrow. What time?
6 o'clock. In Columbus City. It's on Philadelphia Street, and Philadelphia Street's only like 4 blocks long. So we have our Habitat trailer on the lot right now, and there's just one tree on that lot, and so it's an empty lot, and so we're excited about putting a house there.
What kind of groundbreaking ceremony is this going to be? Are you just going to have a couple representatives taking that first shovel full of dirt?
Right. We'll just have a prayer and some scripture. And it probably will take 10 minutes, and we'll have the shovel and some pictures, and that'll be the extent of it, because we need to get the foundation going.
When are you guys looking to start?
Foundation, they'll start this next week if it's dry enough.
Okay. And I'm guessing you'll let us know if you have volunteer hours open?
Definitely, yes. Yes, we always need volunteers, and Jeff Everett has helped us now. This will be his 1, 2, 3. This will be his fourth house that he has just taken over a lot of responsibility and just done an excellent job. And so we really appreciate Jeff Everett and all his expertise and his time that he has dedicated to give us affordable housing to these families.
You're looking for volunteers. Should they have a construction background, or are you looking for anybody?
Early on, we're out there shoveling sand, and I did that, you know, in the crawl space last year. So there's certain times it's anyone, and then there's certain times it's just people that have certain fortes that we could use.
That was my conversation with president of the Loayza County Chapter of Habitat for Humanity, Trish Webb-King. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.